This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
It's a lie.
And of course, the role of Ginny today is being reprised by the handsome Cam. Cam, thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Wednesday morning.
That's right. And don't forget, we are also live on Star Observer Digital in Sydney. Where else?
Where else but Sydney?
Mm-hmm. The city of sin.
The city of sin. Joining us in the studio now, we have a very special guest. He is the Labor candidate for Prahran running in this year's state election. He's a very handsome man. He's out and proud, and he's off to the gym this morning after us.
Down, Adam.
That's down.
Oh, all right, down.
I'm coming down.
Hands off.
Please welcome Neil Farrow to the studio. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. You're looking well.
Well, it's a bit early in the morning, but after this, I'll jump off to the gym and start off the day, I think.
Now, campaigning has already started for you. This is day two, I believe.
It is day two of full-time campaigning today, so a busy 290-odd days ahead as we move towards the November election.
Wow, is it coming up this year already, November?
Boy, time flies. Every 4 years.
I know, I wasn't here 4 years ago, so I don't remember.
You were born. What are you talking about?
I wasn't here in Melbourne 4 years ago. Now, Neil, tell us, you're obviously the candidate for Labor. You're the first out and proud candidate for Labor, are you?
No, Labor's actually had a couple of gay and lesbian candidates or LGBTI candidates previously, but we've actually never elected an openly LGBTI person to the lower house in Victoria before. So we're definitely hopeful that we'll be able to kick that trend later this year.
Absolutely. And so you're the candidate for Prahran. That's just Prahran itself or surrounding suburbs? Sorry, I have to admit, my state regional
state
directory. Isn't that good?
It's an electorate. It's just called Prahran.
Well,
it takes in the suburb of Prahran.
It's got some of the
Let's
best...
pick on Adam Day.
That's right.
Yes. It's got some of the best suburbs in Melbourne. No, it's got St Kilda East, Windsor, Prahran, Prahran East, South Yarra, and a little bit of Toorak and St Kilda Road.
Wow, all the nice areas of Melbourne.
It's a very great part of the world.
Some of them.
It's the right side of the river as well, I think, isn't it? Is that the
That's it, I'm
studio
out
divide?
I'm out of here!
Yes, it's the southeast suburbs is the place to be. I don't get the whole northern suburbs. Sorry, Cam. Are you from the north?
I'm from the north.
Yes, I don't get the whole hipster thing, grow a beard, ride a bicycle, wear clothes that make you look cheap but are really expensive.
Yes, I live over the other side with the lesbians and the bears. That's who I've got on my side of the river.
I'd love to go to a council meeting in your district. Now, Neil, let's break it down. You're running for Labor. Obviously, Labor has their own values. What do you stand for? What's your goal if you get elected?
The big thing for me, and there's three things I'd really like to see change in the local area for us, and one of them is, first of all, to make sure that we can get more prominent LGBTI people involved in politics and political parties. But beyond that, the big three for me, if you live in the area, is really around public transport and education and also community services and infrastructure. So, look, they're bread and butter and basic issues, but they impact a lot of the community, and we've seen a lot of changes in that area, and it would be good to step forward in that space and get trams and trains and things like that working.
So what's the actual plan then for trains and trams?
The biggest one for trains and public transport is actually the Metro Rail Tunnel, or Project 10,000, which will put an extra train station at the Domain and a new link into the city. So it will enable up to 20,000 extra people per hour into the city loop and give us a lot of extra trains at South Yarra Station and Domain, and also more broadly across Melbourne.
So that would come from South Yarra Station and then link into the city that way, would it?
It will actually create a new rail tunnel. So from South Yarra Station to a new tunnel at Domain. So where Domain Interchange is now, there'll be a new train station.
Oh, where the tram stop is. Where the big tram stop is, right.
Underneath that. And then it will run underneath St Kilda Road into the city, and then it will build two new stations on the north side of the city as well. So that will not only allow extra trains into the loop, but give us some extra train stations and service in the South Yarra Prahran area.
So with that, what's the party's planned start date, I guess, and finish date? Because that's always a very important one.
We see it in our lifetime, is the question.
That's the thing.
It's actually been, there's funding arrangements in place for that through the lease of Port of Melbourne. So it is a funded commitment by the Labor government if they're elected to government in November. So that will be the big public transport benefit for that particular area.
When was it?
When will it actually be built? I don't actually know when it will be shovel ready, but I'm sure it will be underway within the next term. So it will be kicking off very soon.
And I heard there's the other policy is about all weekend and all night transport. Is that going to be like real transport, or is that a bit more night rider buses, which we all know are rubbish?
The home safe policy is actually been announced, and that's for Friday and Saturday nights for 24-hour trams and trains. Okay. So it's almost all trains across the network and selected trams across the network, which will be a big thing for that part of the world as well. So... Oh.
So it's not all routes, it's only selected.
I'm pretty sure
routes.
It's all trains and most trams, so it will be much greater than the night rider buses, I promise you.
Yeah, because they're rubbish. Not we all know they're rubbish. Anyone who says they're good is an idiot.
Well, Neil, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You're going to stick around and have some fun with us after 8 o'clock when the No Hate Boys come in as well.
Absolutely.
For more information, if you want to get in touch with Neil, you can find him on Twitter, Neil Farrow, spelled P-H-A-R-A.
As in the ancient Egyptian pharaohs. That's how you spell it, isn't it?
It's spelt correctly in that way indeed.
See? Not Cleopatra, pharaoh.
Or visit neilfarrow.com.au. Neil, thank you so much.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.